The property is more than four times the size of the current fairgrounds. Summit County Manager Tom Fisher says the county has the property under option until it gets the necessary approvals to build a new fairgrounds and rodeo arena.
Buying 80 acres, a contiguous 80 acres, is not the easiest thing to do in the world in Summit County for this purpose. So, you know, as we looked around, this was the property that fell out through that process. And I just want to mention that it's not a complete purchase yet. We have an option to purchase the 80 acres, and we're working through that process. And, of course, there'll be a lot of planning work in order to get that approved through the planning process before we actually exercise that option.
The county is paying just more than $2.2 million for that 80 acres. The majority will be paid to property owner Mark Judd. The county is also purchasing property from Kent Pace, who will provide access to a future water tank. Fisher says the 80 acres is surrounded by Hoytsville Road and Judd Lane on the east side of Interstate 80. He says the property is about halfway between the Rockport exit and the Colville exit, and depending on which direction you're coming from will determine which exit you use from I-80. The council is taking an aggressive timeline on the project and hopes to be able to use it for the 2017 county fair. Fisher says the city of Colville is working with the county, the North Summit School District, and the North Summit Recreation Board to develop the existing 14-acre fairground site as a year-round community gathering place.
There's going to be folks that aren't happy that we're making a change to not only the fair, but this property itself and what we do with it. But we envision that the future site will be more than just housing a 10-day event for the Summit County Fair. It's going to be able to hold a whole host of community and public events that can benefit the North Summit area.
Colville Mayor Trevor Johnson says when he first heard about the county's plans to move the fairgrounds out of Colville, he wasn't too happy.
My knee-jerk reaction was pretty negative towards the idea. The fair is very sentimental. There is a little bit of, I guess you can call it, angst with the county pulling some of the services out of the county seat. And so, yeah, I was originally against it. And as we go in understanding why they want to move the fair, the reality is it's just grown beyond its capacity to maintain in those 14 acres inside of a city limit. And to do that,
he thinks the end result will be good for everyone. Under the lease agreement, the 14 acres reverts back to Colville.
We have come up with a rendering of what that land looks like. In fact, we've got a 3D model of it. In that 14 acres, we have a multi-use field, a soccer field, that the North Summit Rec District is helping out with. We have a softball field, which the North Summit School District's helping out with. Then there's a variety of other amenities. There's a splash pad, there's a playground area, there's a few pavilions, amphitheater, basketball court. As we look at what the fair is now, or what that property is now, and it's essentially used a week to 10 days out of the year, this is a facility that I think that is going to be frequented every day. We're talking 52 weeks out of the year. I mean, there's something that can be done there every day, and I think that's in the long run, a huge benefit to the city.
They say that this is an opportunity to have two really nice facilities between Wanship and Colville, and they hope the community will come on board.
I understand sentiment, and I understand tradition, and that's not lost on me. But as we're looking forward, you know, it's really, in my opinion, a win-win now.
And that's a really good point. I mean, the county does not want to diminish the tradition or the thoughts that fair should stay exactly where it's at. As we go through this process, though, we want to work with Colville. We want to work with the North Summit area to make sure that we make this better as we contemplate this change. It has to be better in order for it to be a good investment for the community.
A meeting is set for Tuesday, December 15th at 6 p.m. at the Quonset Hunt at the Colville Fairgrounds to learn more about the plans.
We want as many people as interested can come out. We're going to have as much information about not only the purchase of the new property, but also what Colville's contemplating with the current property. Just mainly a short presentation about what we're heading into. And a listening session to see what people's ideas are.
That's Summit County Manager Tom Fisher and Trevor Johnson, the mayor of Colville. The county has the option to purchase the property through the end of the year. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.